And joining me now in the KRVS studios with the TESH Project are Patty Holland and Connie Castile, here to talk about both the TESH Project and also the annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival that will take place this Saturday. I think it's, what, the 8th annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival. That's incredible.
It is. Time flies.
It does. And it is a really unique festival. You all have it right on the TESH, and that's what you all, your mission is. With the TESH Project, to really make all kinds of ways for people to enjoy the TESH and to beautify the TESH. So before we get into details about the festival, I would like to talk about the TESH Project, just from your words, Connie, what your mission is, and then also what you all have been involved with over the past year, because you're an extremely active organization and very dedicated to the TESH. So just generally, what is the mission of the TESH Project?
Well, thank you for that, and thanks for having us on. The TESH Project is an all-volunteer organization. It's a little over 10 years old now. It started as just a few people just kind of aggravated with all the trash in the bayou, so it started as a little grassroots cleanup and then expanded to an official organization, nonprofit 501c3, and we were successful in getting the Bayou TESH named as a national water trail, the only one in Louisiana. There's only 23 across the nation. And the concept of that is, as people are quite familiar with national parks, this was a way to celebrate our waterways in the same spirit. So it was an initiative out of Washington, D.C., the Department of Interior. So we were excited to get that designation, and also a national paddle trail, which is the Bayou TESH National Paddle Trail. And since that designation, we have been busy. In fact, the festival kind of started to raise money for the infrastructure needed to make a paddler's journey down the TESH easier and more comfortable. So the idea is to put a floating canoe and kayak dock in every town, when there are 15 towns on the TESH, so you can paddle from town to town. And the TESH lends itself for that because you have these towns that are reasonably like 7 to 8 miles from each other, and that's about the max for a casual paddler. And where we put these docks matters, because we want the paddler to be able to access by foot resources, resupply, food, whether it's grocery stores or restaurants or bed and breakfasts or camping areas. So that's a logistical thing, too, that we look for when we're picking a spot. And then on top of that, we also have the information kiosk that is a new phase that we've kind of been doing for the past 2 years. And that is going really well as far as sponsors coming on board, whether it's government or businesses or private individuals. And one side of the panel is consistent throughout the whole trail, and it's for the paddler. So it's kind of like, here you are. This is where you are. This is where you might want to go. So it's a map, and it's information that they need. The other side of the panel, which is getting into this next phase, is more of an oral history kind of community panel. There's a lot of towns along the TESH that don't have that information anywhere, no kiosks or anything. So the idea is that each town, it's like 15 chapters in one book about the TESH. So we're trying to decide, you know, of course you're telling their stories, but you want to encourage the person to go from, let's say they read it in Port Barry. Well, now if you want the rest of the story, you got to go to Leonville or, you know.
Like a movable feast.
Yeah, and then you learn about the whole TESH by going town to town. It will also feature a fauna and plants and things that are indigenous to the TESH. So, and it'll have some nice nuances, whether it's the language, Chittimacha or French, or just stories that, even recipes.
Oh, that'll get people going, wanting to get that next recipe and information about the community.
So, yeah.
So you all have been very busy. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, Patty mm-hmm. and David have been.
You're involved too. But, you know, I always find it interesting with some of these initiatives, you know, with the TESH and agricultural initiatives. They seem to go back to another era when people did take care of things, you know, in a different way, a more, I don't know, sustainable way. And I found out with Bernard's book about the TESH.
Mm-hmm. Shane's book, yeah.
Shane's book. My great-great-great-grandfather was Jean-Jules Hardy. first postmaster of Brobridge. His first job was as a snack boat captain. And they were tasked with, this was just before the Civil War, with clearing out the Tesh, keeping it cleaned up and free for boats to go on the Tesh. So you're just in that fine tradition of snag boats, you know, that that were there because people use, the communities use the Tesh so much for transportation and commerce. And so now we're coming back to that, realizing how important that waterway is. So,
right. And it being the highway, that's how you visited friends and family. You know, you had those 40 arpents, and everybody needed that bayou front.
That's right.
For trapping and fishing.
That's right. And they all had some nice docks, and so you all are trying to reestablish that, things that people used to have. And so we're revisiting all those great traditions. So the Tesh Project, you do have a great website, and people can go there for information about what you're talking about and what you all do. The Shake Your Trail Feather Festival was started in order to help finance some of these efforts that you all do throughout the year. But it's also turned into just this marvelous festival that people look forward to. I mean, it's got all of the elements that most festivals have around here, but it just seems to have something extra and special about it. And I know you're always trying to add something that just deepens people's understanding of the Tesh and gives people more ways to use it. So, Patty, what do you all have going on this year? I know you kind of start off early with a way to actually paddle to the festival before things
kick
off.
The celebration of the Bayou Tesh Paddle Trail, so it starts on the bayou. And a friend of mine said this is the only festival she knows of where it's just as much fun getting to the festival it is once you get there. And so what we do is we start off at 10 in the morning with a paddle to the party. And that takes off in Poche's, Poche's meat market area and goes down to Parc du Pont where the festival is. And so we, ask that people show up around 9:30. We have a shuttle service in the morning this year, so they can go and drop off their boat and their extra people and then go park at the park and catch the bus and then ride up to Poche's and then be there for 9:30 for the safety briefing. We're asking everyone to wear their life vest because we want to be safe on the water and have a good time, but might be safe first. And our snag boat gets converted into a party barge, basically, and we have a live band this year. It's going to be Adeline Miller and the Friends of the Tesh. And I don't know how to say that in French. Connie, help me out.
Ami du Tesh.
Ami du Tesh,
okay. Ami du Tesh. And they're an up-and-coming young band, and so I think that'll be a real treat for folks. The paddle is really easy breezy. You're just basically
going downstream,
keeping yourself in line because there's a nice current that's provided right there. They float through and arrive at the party just in time for the main event and the main music. So at 11:30, we have it kicks off in the Heritage Tent with the St. Bernard School Children musicians. And so that'll start at 11:30. And then at noon, the main stage takes off and we have Stop the Clock for our first band. And they're followed by Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. And then we close out with Horace Trahan and the Austin Express.
Well, you want people to dance this year. Those are some rocking bands.
So it's a fun place to dance because all the bands play on the old 1860 Circa Bridge, and it's moored there alongside the Tesh. And then on the wings of the bridge, we convert those to dance floors. So, if you're watching the band, you have a great view, and then the dancers are off to the side.
So you'll be dancing over the Tesh. How wonderful. That sounds beautiful. And again, we want to say right now it looks like the weather is going to be really nice for Saturday, great for outdoor dancing and outdoor partying.
Yes.
So wonderful music. What great bands y'all have for this year. And in addition to music, I think you also have food and information about the Tesh.
We always pick a theme for each year for our festival, and we have the festival pin that usually follows in line with the theme. So this year, theme is Who Loves the Bayou, with the emphasis on hoo-hoo. And so our festival theme bird is the barred owl. And we solicited artist Camille Camille Broussard to do our original artwork, and she did a beautiful acrylic nighttime picture of a barred owl. And so that acrylic artwork will be up for auction at the festival, so you might be lucky and go home with it if you come. Mm-hmm. And in keeping in mind with that theme, we do have talks in our heritage stage and tent, and we're partnering with the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area and bringing Kyle Patton with the Nature Station to talk about nocturnal animals along the bayou, with an emphasis on owls and also on bats, because Kyle is a well-known authority in this area on bats. And so they're very interesting creatures. The amount, I can't remember what the number is, but they, you know, they eat thousands of mosquitoes every night.
Right. So. Our friends. Well, people must, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people wanting to hear that talk, because I think we've all seen something that we thought was a bat, you know, mm-hmm. but it's those of us who are lay people in mm-hmm. knowledge about bats, you just don't know much about them. You don't know where to go to find them or what to do to encourage them. What kind of bat is it?
We just want to know what they taste like usually.
Oh, right.
The Cajun question.
What about that? You might start something there, Connie. I don't know.
It'd be hard to shoot. You'd have to be pretty good.
Bats along the Tesh. If you are just tuning in, you keep hearing the word Tesh, and my guests are Connie Castile and Patty Holland here talking about the 8th annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival, which helps to support the Tesh Project and all of the wonderful things that they do to make the Tesh more available to all of us for recreational use primarily, mm-hmm. but you know, who knows, commerce maybe, like you said.
Absolutely.
Going up and down.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. we do recognize our businesses along the Tesh, because paddlers, you know, once they get to land, they typically don't have a car. So what can they walk to?
That's right.
You know, so you know you can get a beer and a plate lunch.
Yeah, paddling. But the basics.
And then you're going to need a nap, then you can keep paddling.
That's right. That's right. So it's a new age for commerce along the Tesh. That's a wonderful mm-hmm. thing, and your efforts help support that. So lots of great music, lots of wonderful talks about creatures along the Tesh, creatures at nighttime, and the beautiful artwork as well. And I've loved when on Facebook that image of the poster pops up, because it's a beautiful, it has kind of a vintage look to it. Mm-hmm. Very, very pretty. Really lovely, and who doesn't like a barred owl? You know, they're just so such great creatures. And so who else will you have out there with information? I know you have...
Okay, we have several partner groups that come each year, and, you know, some new ones. We'll have the Longfellow Museum's going to be there with some kids' activities. The new Acadie Project is
looking
be
for
there.
The first sites of the Acadians.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Acadiana Native Plant Project, and they're doing a lot of really good things. In fact, they've been partnering with us over the last year and the Bayou Vermilion District, and we've been putting on bank line demonstration projects on how you can restore your bank line to native vegetation and improve water quality and erosion and all those things that, you know, make a healthy watershed.
Very mm-hmm. useful information mm-hmm. you are offering there.
So, and the Bayou Vermilion District's going to be there. Brandon Bélanger with the Atelier de la Nature, and who's going to be putting on an event the next week for kids, a Halloween event. I'll put a plug in for him.
Right. Well, the Tesh goes all the way up there, too, to Arnaville.
That's in Cecilia, mm-hmm. so one of our little communities. We will have a lot of kids' activities. So I wanted to stress that. There's going to be 8 different things that kids can do. And there's a couple of things that kids come back for every year. And one of them is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service comes with a fish casting game in the parking lot. And they get to try their luck casting for fish and little plastic fish, and they draw them in. And then we have a scavenger hunt with toilet paper roll binoculars that the kids make. Mm. And then they go out hunting for the different things along the bayou there. And have a little booklet, and they check things off, and they love that. And so there's lots of things, face painting, lots of things for the kids. We also have in our Grove of Trees, we have Artist Grove, and so we'll have, you know, several artisans there, and it's Christmas shopping time, so, you know, mm-hmm. go see those artworks. And then a big draw that we have at 5:00 is our kayak raffle, and this year we're going to have 2 kayaks for raffle.
Not just one chance,
that's
but 2.
That's right, 2 chances. So and the kayak raffle, $5 tickets. And, you know, it's a great little free festival.
Well, and it's also, it sounds like all along the way you're trying to encourage people to do things on the bayou, and whether it's what you raffle off, you know, or the information you have there, you're just making us all more aware of what we can do and making it more possible for us to do things on the Têche. And that's very important. You can't just sort of say, oh, we're cleaning up the Têche. You really have to offer people opportunities and means to be out there and using it and showing off that new clean Têche that you have. Mm-hmm. So you really have structured a very thoughtful festival, a fun festival, and at every step really trying to get people to use it. Now, I know when you're mentioning kayaks, you had said earlier before we went on the air that should people not have their own boats, they can go to your website and find out where they can rent them.
Correct. Yep. Okay. And it looks like the weather's going to be beautiful. So if you were kind of on the fence thinking about doing it, and now you're like, well, the weather's going to be nice, but I don't have a boat. Go check it out on our website. There are boats available for rental. Right. And I almost forgot to tell you about the food.
Well, okay, that's a part of a festival you can't leave out.
Because food's important.
Yeah, but it's not bats, right?
No,
she did mention bats.
No.
Okay.
We bring Taco Sisters in every year. People love their food, and so they'll be back again this year. We have the Têche Project, the Têche Cafe, and that's all our volunteers that cook burgers and sausage po' boys. But they take it up a notch every year, and so they're
no garfish balls or anything. Like that.
But they're grilling onions and all sorts of things that, you know, they put on as toppings on these same burgers. So it's not just your standard burger. And then this year we have Carpe Diem coming with their gelato.
So lots of great ways to enjoy festival food at Shake Your Trail Feather. So do you have a Facebook page that is Shake Your Trail, or do people have to go to the website to get more information?
There's a Facebook page, Bayou Têche.
Okay,
I think
Bayou
there's two Facebook pages, Bayou Têche and Têche Project. And and I don't remember what our Twitter thing is. It's probably Têche Project, and Dane Thibodeau, who does a lot of our social media, he's out there blasting stuff about the festival pretty regular on all those social media outlets. And then the main place to go to get information about the festival is the website, which is TêcheProject.org.
All right. So again, people are good about that, but it's nice to give people just a little bit of direction. The festival does go to support the Têche Project and all of their efforts. Connie was talking about that just a bit earlier, so much vision in what you all are doing there, and you really have gone after it in a very, like I said, thoughtful way, and in trying to ensure that we get to use this waterway and make it as easy as possible for us all to use this waterway.
Right. And I'd like to just quickly just say where we have the floating docks already in place. The head of the Têche waters, Port Barry, Brobridge, St. Martinville, Lauraville, Sherrington, and Patterson. And hopefully by spring 2020, we should have four more on the water in towns like Arneville, Parks, Generette, and Baldwin. These are grant-based, so you never know, but that's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll leave just a few left.
Wow.
So we're hoping within the next year and a half we'll have 15 docks on the bayou. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the different towns. And like Connie said, it's I think the furthest paddle's 11 and a half miles. And, you know, most of them are in the 6 to 8 range.
Between the various docks and towns.
Miles. Mm-hmm. And that's a couple hours of paddling, you know, and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, and you don't have to do the whole Têche at once.
And you take in the town.
Yeah.
And
so.
Sounds like a marvelous way to see the Têche and the landscape like so many of our ancestors did. You know, they saw it a little bit differently than we did, and that's kind of nice to go back to that.
Yeah, and there's still, I mean, beautiful oaks on the Têche. You'll see, you know, homes, but you'll also still see a lot of pastures and cows and horses. And so.
Yeah, and all of these birds and creatures along the Têche that we're talking about.
You might get lucky and see a barred owl.
That's right.
Ooh,
what nicer thing, paddling on the Têche and hearing and seeing a barred owl or some other beautiful birds. Well, again, Patty Holland and Connie Castile talking about the 8th Annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival. It will be this weekend on Saturday. You can start off with a paddle to the festival. And what are the times for that again, Patty?
Okay, the paddle to the festival is from 10 to 12. The main main stage music is from 12 to 6. So the festival ends right about, you know, right before dark.
And you have a shuttle so you can drop your boat off.
Right, the shuttle for the kayakers in the morning. And so when you end up at the park with your kayak or your paddle boat.
Your car is already there.
Your car's already there. And it makes it really easy. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, like you mentioned earlier, that we have all the different elements of a large festival. And what makes ours different is that it's still an intimate setting. You can spread out a blanket on the bank, watch the band, and watch your children play in the grass next to you. You know, it's so I call it chillaxing, and it's just a good time.
100-year oaks.
Right.
Shade you. It's really beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that historic bridge that you have the bands on and just the whole setting with the Tesh, that really does make it very special. So, yeah, all of the elements that we've come to expect from festivals, but in a gorgeous setting, historic setting, and it's all to help out the Tesh project and our efforts to beautify that waterway that was once so crucial to our community and is becoming so again.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we appreciate all of your efforts. So in the future, really, that's what you're putting your efforts in the coming year or so, is to get those docks up in the different communities.
That's the major mm-hmm. project, the docks and the kiosks that go along
right.
with them, so they become a trailhead. To be a full trailhead, you would also need restrooms. Brobridge does have that through our grant writing efforts. That's the idea.
Yeah. And should people be interested in the cleanups that you all do? How do they find out more about that? Does that get posted?
They'll be posted on our website and on our social media pages.
Okay. And I assume you could sign up for an e-blast or something somehow,
right.
and you'll get
mm-hmm.
notices.
And then we also have our annual membership banquet. So if you're a member, every January, February, we put on this banquet. And it's kind of our opportunity to give our financial report and update everybody of how their efforts and their participation, what it's the impact it's had on the Bayou Tesh.
All right, so you can do that too.
It's worth becoming a member just for the banquet.
We have a
keynote speaker and dinner, and it's a great time. Usually a band. So
mm-hmm. and just to know you're a part of such an amazing
yeah.
project
mm-hmm.
as well. Well, that's this Saturday. You can paddle, or you can head over there around 11:30, and the music starts in Brobridge in the Parc du Pont, and a very historic town, historic bridge. It's a great opportunity to go. You know, we think everybody's been to all these small towns before, but many people haven't. They haven't spent much time in some of these old
yeah.
historic towns, so this is a great opportunity to do it as well.
Yep.
Well, thank you both and all of your team. I know that's behind you making this festival possible and the work throughout the year with the Tesh Project, and we look forward to many more festivals, many more floating docks, and just an improved paddle trail every year. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith, and I just want to say thank you, KRVS, for what you do for us. So, I mean, every year we get to come in and talk about what we do, and it's a great service for our nonprofit and others as well. You know, I listen to your show all the time. So anyway, folks, think about that next week when they're doing their fundraiser.
That's right. Thank you so much, Patty and Connie. Thanks.